its job, and your child will be in good shape, ready to thrive.
Visit vaccines.gov to locate a local vaccine provider.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:30, and it is time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, and also by Emporia State University.
Investigate your interests and opportunities in exciting programs like information systems, computer science, data security, and business data analytics. Programs that will give you the skills to begin an exciting technology career. At Emporia State University, you'll get experiences and opportunities that will set you apart from the rest. At ESU, the sky's the limit. Learn more and schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Wondering what to get a graduate in your life? Give them what they really want, a Visa gift card. These prepaid, non-reloadable cards can be used at millions of Visa merchants worldwide, wherever your graduate may be headed. Stop by 310 West 12th or at our branch location at 24th and Industrial and get your Visa gift card today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Sharon Tidwell. Sharon is the director of the Jones Foundation, and Shelley Gerke, Emporia State Vice President for Enrollment Management and Student Success. We've got a very positive program to relay this morning. Sharon, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Of course.
Shelley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, today's topics are the new Jones Success Scholarship, and we can't wait to tell you about that. And also, Shelley's going to be speaking to the Stinger Success Program, and obviously these two will go hand in hand here this morning. Sharon, let's start with you first and the Jones Foundation. Let's talk about first the Jones Foundation and its mission before we delve into the new Success Scholarship.
Sure. So the mission of the Jones Foundation, basically we were incorporated in April of 1974. And so we've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
With a mission to improve the health and education of eligible Kansans in Coffee, Lyon, and Osage counties. And our vision was to create communities with unsurpassed standards of sustainable health and education opportunities, which we think we've done and are still doing a pretty darn good job with that.
I think you are, indeed. And you've been very involved in a lot of areas in this community and do a lot of great work, obviously, with Emporia State. And let's talk first about the Jones Tuition Voucher Program that has been in play since, 2008? And how exactly, for people that do not know, Sharon, how did the Jones Tuition Voucher Program work?
So the Jones Tuition Voucher Program began in 2008, and basically, tuition vouchers were $1,000 each year for up to 4 consecutive years for students who graduated high school from one of the 3 counties and then also attended Emporia State in the fall immediately after graduation, and then provided that they would successfully complete 12 credit hours per semester with a minimum 2.0 grade point average, they would requalify for that up to 4 years consecutively.
And now you have the Jones Success Scholarship, which sounds like it has a similar framework, but the awards here for students are a little bit different.
Yes, that's right. As a matter of fact, one of the ways that we're keeping this vision alive for the foundation is that it's the long-supported educational opportunities for those that live in our 3 counties. And so after 14 years of having the tuition voucher, we got together with Emporia State, actually approached me, and we got our minds together and decided that maybe we would start a Jones Success Scholarship. And so we've chosen to sunset the tuition voucher, and the Success Scholarship is very similar in that it's open to high school graduating classes of 2022, which I think all of them are basically graduating this weekend. So
a lot of them are, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Man. and who began their college career with Emporia State fall of 22. And the program is different from the tuition voucher in that it has increasing scholarship amounts each year the scholarship is renewed. So where the tuition voucher was simply $1,000 each year up to four consecutive years, this year we have a what we consider progressive. So year one, everyone who qualifies receives $1,000. But year two, we will increase that to $1,500. Year three will be $2,000. And year four will be $2,500 per year.
Okay, so, yeah, that is, about a $3,000 increase from the Jones tuition voucher. Now, is there any difference from the voucher to the Success Scholarship as far as remaining eligible, Sharon?
Yes, there is. As a matter of fact, to remain eligible, these Success Scholars must maintain a 2.25 GPA each year and successfully complete still at least 12 credit hours each semester. However, there's a component that we've added where they complete the Jones Scholars Plan for Success with their advisors. So they will meet with them twice per semester. And then they also must participate in the Stinger Success Program.
I think this would be as good a time as any to bring Shelley back on to talk about that Stinger Success Program and really how this not only is going to dovetail specifically into the Jones Success Scholarship, but really how this sets the table here for success for students in general. Shelley, let's talk, I guess, maybe about the history here of the Stinger Success Program and how this developed.
So we have had several pieces in place for students to take advantage of resources to try to help and improve their success. And we just tried to formalize it a little bit more and put a fun name to it. So it became just what everybody did. And that's, you know, working with your academic advisor very closely. We have students that come in with one major, they change their mind, they get a job, they change their schedule, they realize they have new talents. You know, your advisor's there to help you navigate those pieces. And then in, 2015, I believe, we created ACES, our Academic Center for Excellence and Success. And that has tutoring and academic coaching and different support services to help students really focus in the classroom. We've had a peer mentoring program, but we're really beefing that up because with the new demographics of students coming in, especially having the years of COVID hopefully behind us, we want to have some extra assistance and guidance for our students coming in so they can have a mentor and then potentially be a mentor after they feel more comfortable and have their feet under them. So building the success of the Jones Scholarship and the Stinger Success Program together just sets our students up for a greater opportunity to maintain the requirements and get to graduation.
Well, let's talk about specifically the Stinger Success Program, Shelley. What are the components that are included? What exactly happens? And is this for students just coming in? And let me ask you this, too. If someone starts, like, in the spring semester instead of the fall, are they still eligible for this?
So the Stinger Success Program is for all students. They are automatically a part of this program as a student at Emporia State. Everybody has their own dedicated academic advisor. Everyone is eligible to use our ACES, Academic Center for Excellence and Success, free of charge. And then we have a first-year seminar. That's for the first-year students, so transfer students and other students wouldn't participate in that. And then the peer mentoring program. Those are the key components. And everyone is open to participate, and we strongly encourage them. But we have built that into the Jones Success Scholarship to set the students up right from the beginning to be greater opportunity heading to graduation.
This is going to sound like probably an obvious question, but why is it so important to have a success program like this at the start of a student's college career as opposed to somewhere in the middle or near the end?
It's like anything new that you start. If you start with some good habits and figure out those good habits sooner than later, it just makes it easier in the long run. And so if we can help students with their time management, their prioritization, their study skills, then they're better set for the whole entire undergraduate and even graduate career, depending on where they go on afterwards.
So, Shelley, have you seen retention success that you could attribute to the Stinger Success Program?
Oh, yes. Yes, lots of success. So we rolled out dedicated academic advisors in 2010, and we have seen significant retention efforts. Like Emporia State, from your first year to your second year retention, we beat national averages. We have a strong program there. And then when we rolled out ACES in 2015, some of our beginning first-year classes were having much higher completion rates with higher grades, and so the successes have been proven in the data for sure.
Well, it's very exciting to hear about the new Jones Success Scholarship, really advancing upwards of $7,000 over 4 years for qualified students. Now, back to Sharon Tidwell. Sharon is the director of the Jones Foundation, also joined this morning by Shelley Gerke, Emporia State Vice President for Enrollment Management and Student Success. Now, Sharon, for students that are already on the Jones Tuition Voucher Program, how do they transition into the Success Scholarship?
So basically what they're going to do is those that qualify for renewal this fall will just automatically be enrolled in the new Jones Success Scholarship based on their year in school. And additionally, because we are increasing the GPA from 2.0 to 2.25, these students will be given a one-year grace period to meet the minimum requirements for renewability. And then provided that those requirements are met, then they'll remain eligible for the program until they've completed their original terms of eligibility. So if they started as a freshman, then basically they will have up to 3 years to complete their program. So they just kind of fall right in line. It's just that we're going to give them that 1 year grace period to kind of, you know, get acclimated and realize that they need to achieve that 2.25.
How do students that are interested here in the Jones Success Scholarship get the information that they need? Is there a place online that they need to go? How do they get started with this particular process?
So Emporia State has done a fine job, an outstanding job of getting this information. We're getting it's on their website. They'll be able to go to their scholarship portals and they will find that information regarding this. We will eventually get it on our website. There's two of us in the office, so it's a little bit more tedious for us to get that information on, but we're going to link to Emporia State's website so that those students can go and check on all of this information.
Shelley, let me ask you, how significant is this new Jones Success Scholarship?
This is so exciting for us. We have totally appreciated our partnership with the Jones Foundation over the many years, but for them to add this additional investment in the students is just exciting. I just got goosebumps. It just makes me very happy. And, you know, this last weekend we were awarding scholarships to students through the HOT program at Cinco de Mayo. So those students not only have the HOT scholarship, but now they have the Jones Foundation scholarship. So hopefully that will help those students especially be one example of the great partners in the community that are really behind them.
Well, I think we can safely say the Jones Foundation continues to be positively impacting, you know, the Emporia area. Well, Sharon, so much, thank you so much for your time this morning. It was good to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. Thank you for your time. And Shelley, thank you for this great partnership with Emporia State. We've always been good partners, and this is just really strengthening. So I appreciate all of your work on this.
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, Shelley, thanks for your time. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Happy graduation to everybody.
Indeed, yeah, coming up this weekend. That's Sharon Tidwell, Director of the Jones Foundation, and Shelley Gerke, ESU Vice President for Enrollment Management and Student Success, with us on the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu, and by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice. Good morning, it's 8:45.
I need one of those nights.
Two-time CMA Award winner. Over 10 top 10 hits.
I've had one of those days today.
Saturday, May 14th, the Emporia Granada Theater welcomes country music superstar Lori Morgan.
If I could be back in your arms again.
Lori.